Robert, I have to get my percentages down.
I've seen your percentages.
How many do we have today, Doc?
They were.
How many do we have today?
Everybody.
Really?
Jeff
Green included?
No Jeff, and no Rondo, and no Paul, but everybody.
Okay. Same deal with Rondo and Paul.
Yeah. You know, again, Paul went yesterday, then his foot got sore, so we just decided we'll shut him down for a couple of days. Eddie thinks about today. Rondo did some stuff today, but we didn't want him running. Right ankle, we just wanted too early to push that. Eddie thinks in about a couple of days for him too.
How much is the concern level with Jeff's situation?
It is a concern. It's a big concern. You know, whenever anything is red flagged or anything and they got to redo stuff, you get concerned. But we just have to wait and see.
It's just a matter at this point of just waiting for the results to come
back?
Yeah,
exactly. And my guess is results and then doctors, because that's usually what happens. You know.
How's he handling that?
Oh, that's great. I mean, he's one of the reasons he came in the day before was the one thing he wanted to do was start early and not fall behind, because he felt that that really hurt him when he was treated. So, obviously, you can imagine that he's a little frustrated.
Do you have any idea when there might be a resolution?
I think
resolution
by tonight or tomorrow would be my guess. No, we're just working now. I mean, everybody else is here. All this hurts, you know, and I'm assuming this is going on everywhere. But not having two of your starters on really hurts more than the Jeff did, because now the bench can't actually get together because two of the bench players are starting there. You know, Keon has yet to play with the second unit, you know, except for the first day. Marquise or Sasha are there in the first unit instead of playing with the second unit. And, you know, it affects everybody. It affects Brandon Bass, because instead of having Keon make decisions, you have Avery and Etoine. You know, and trust me, the veterans know that. And so they're denying the big, they're putting pressure on the big, because they know that our young guards are struggling getting them the ball. So they're taking them out of the practice. And that's frustrating.
With that being said, you went for about 4 hours today. Is there going to be some good that came out of that?
Yeah, well, we tried something today. I don't even know if I like it, to be honest. You know, you just try new things. We went for about 2 hours, took a break for about 45 minutes, you know, scratched them and watched film, and then we came back out and finished with scrimmage instead of breaking it up into go back home and then come back doing a two-a-day. Not sure if I actually liked it. I'll get the input from the coaches and the players. So we'll find that out.
Are you happy with the overall effort you're seeing from everybody so far?
Yeah, the effort's been great, and the intensity's been good. The spirit's been great. The chemistry is starting to, you know, you can see it building. It's just, it's just a little disappointing with not having guys on the floor. And it's not like you have a whole camp and preseason to slowly do it. You know, every day is a crucial day to me. You know, countdown has begun to the first game.
Have you started preparing for the first preseason game yet? Or is
it... Oh, I don't even care about the preseason game. I mean, I can tell you, I will not mention Toronto, even probably during the game. You know, I'm more concerned about us. Toronto was the open night, then that would be something different, but they're not. So, and I would assume they're doing the same thing. I mean, you don't even have time. Preparing for a preseason game is not going to happen. We're going to prepare for the first game. And, we'll get started on that pretty soon, actually.
With the guys that you do have available, what's been the biggest challenge you see moving forward with the group now?
Well, it's still tough to see. I mean, Kevin had a phenomenal practice today, so that was good to see. He had his rhythm. He must have had a great self-talk after he made that tortilla that he cooked yesterday. That was one hell of a tortilla, by the way. I've never eaten a tortilla with all that stuff in it, so I've clearly messed up. I told him, I didn't know you fried it and microwaved it. I wasn't sure. I didn't know you did both of those things to you.
You don't know nothing about cooking.
Clearly, that's what he told me, too. I told him that, and he said, well, you just don't know enough about it. So I said, okay. But, you know, you see some, I think the other guy that's been phenomenal is J.O. It's amazing the difference watching him at this time last year in camp. Just the fact that he knows stuff and he's comfortable. So those two signs, that's been great.
How's Juwan look?
Up and down. He's getting beat up. You know, our refereeing is not helping. You know, the fact that he's excited when we actually get the refs to come on the floor. I can tell you that. I don't think I ever use my word, so I don't believe in it. I just think you can figure it out. But he did a couple of good things today. You know, he's starting to learn who he is. He knows he's a jump shooter, and he's starting to be comfortable enough to take that shot. I thought today was the first day where when he picked it up, he caught it and shot it. The other 2 days, he caught it and tried to make another play and got bumped off the spot and all that. So I think he's starting to simplify his game, which is good.
Do you expect him to do anything in the interior, in the paint?
No. I mean, he'll dunk. Because he's athletic as heck, you know. So we're gonna run stuff to get him, you know, rolling to the basket. And you can throw it up to the in the air, and he'll go get it. But as far as post presence, not early, you know. But that's fine. We don't need that. We'll try to get that somewhere else.
Plus, Marquise, have you noticed anything different with him in terms of being more aggressive or anything like that?
No, I think he's, I'm amazed that you haven't noticed anything. Honestly, he's playing pretty well. You know, he didn't necessarily have a great scrimmage today. White finally lost today, so that was. But he's playing great. I mean, he's moving well. I see that more. I definitely would say he's posting up more, and that's what we want anyway. But he's not afraid at all of taking charges, being physical, and that's great to see. You guys haven't been here before, Maybe the next time we do this, we'll split. We'll do media.